The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
31st, that's next to last in the NFL in red zone production. And here's Carlos Hyde. And Hyde going outside will score. They clogged up the middle and Hyde burst outside and went in for a two-yard touchdown to give the 49ers the lead, our first TD of the game. 59 seconds to go in the first half. It'll be first and goal at the 7. Here's Yates in the end zone. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins! Fifth 100-yard game of the season and a first down at the 29 of San Francisco. And a play fake to Lamar Miller going into the end zone to Hopkins. Hopkins has it. Touchdown. Play fake and the pass caught. Touchdown. Garrett Celek for the 49ers. Garoppolo, 334 yards. Goodwin, 6 catches for 106. Hyde gained 75 yards on the ground. And for the first time since 2014, the 49ers have won consecutive road games.
I enjoy being the head coach of the Houston Texans. I have a great relationship with these players here. And, you know, I'm going to continue to coach hard until they tell me I'm not coaching here anymore. I expect to be back here, but, you know, those decisions are not made by me. My job is to make sure that I coach these players. I really care about these players. I really care about how hard they're working and the effort that they're putting in, and we're not seeing the results on the field. And so I really want to try to improve that over the next 3 weeks.
Man, Bill O'Brien, a good coach, man. Don't bring him in there.
I'm not saying Bill O'Brien.
Okay, well, he's a good coach. And you got to look around the locker room. We ain't got everybody. Not trying to hold that just because of that, but it is what it is. We got to go to work with what we got. And it ain't like we ain't been in every game this year with what we got. And he put us in the last 16 games. We just ain't making enough plays out there on the field.
All right. Nice start, Tyler. Already fumbled the ball, just like the Texans. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. No Jong Lee today, so producer T. Scott screwing up already. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott, at degenerates975, although never mind that one because Jong always does it. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a Monday. Another Texans loss to talk about.
Yeah. And excuses. Tyler, what was the excuse for firing off that sound early?
I don't know.
A lot of injured players in there in the production.
Yeah, I got a bum finger.
Yeah, you're just working with what you got.
Concussion with what I got.
Yeah. Like, is this Jong's fault? Do you want to
blame
Jong?
It on Bill O'Brien? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, Jong is your Bill O'Brien. So would you say it's his fault? Should Jong go?
No. We're just trying to.
You're saying Jong's a good coach, and you're working
with
what
you got.
Yeah,
he's a good coach. We're working with what we got.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
See, I kind of expect you to say I have to coach better. The players have to play better. Just have to do a better job across the board. That's what I was expecting from you. But all right. So yeah, injuries, concussions.
Yeah,
more losses. Where do you want to start?
I don't care. I mean, when this team loses to the San Francisco 49ers, which, by the way, I'm not surprised by.
Let's be honest, it really wasn't that close. Go look, especially if you look at the yardage and everything.
Statistically,
else.
It
was a rout.
Yeah, it was a blowout. But at the end of the day, it's another meaningless game, and I wouldn't feel any differently about the Texans had they won that game than had they lost it. So I feel like we say this every week, but this season is really a lost season. And I mean, obviously there's local interest because it's the local team, but there's nothing to play for with these guys. It's a it's a bummer, really. It's boring.
Yeah, and I think the Bill O'Brien stuff, I've kind of already made up my mind on, so I don't really think there's any point bringing that debate up after another loss. I did.
Although, man, I'll tell you this: when I see T.J. Yates look better than Tom Savage, my instant thought is, why hasn't he been playing? And you know who the guy to ask that about is?
Well, and I mean, he looks significantly better, and he's let's not.
And I've
ourselves.
Been saying for a while, let's see what this guy is.
I mean, we kind of know what he is. He's a functional backup quarterback.
Tom Savage isn't.
Yeah, and when it comes to starting, and you know, T.J. Yates at least has done some things in the league. And that was one of my 10 observations that I did yesterday. Is this another case where Bill O'Brien's stubborn insistence that a guy can play costs his team? He's pretty much mismanaged the quarterbacks every year.
Yeah, every year he picks the wrong guy.
Yeah, and sticks with him. I want to get to this.
Or pulls the right guy too early. Or I mean, it's just it's such a weird thing.
I'm going to give you my other observations, and you tell me whether I'm, you know, on point or way off.
Okay.
Why is Mike Vrabel getting no heat?
Mike Vrabel, I don't understand.
14 plays of over 40 yards or more, which is most in the NFL. They rarely get sacks. They rarely get turnovers. They've got guys out of place all the time.
Now, to be fair, he's got a skeleton crew.
He does?
But you know what? You know who isn't a skeleton crew? That's secondary. Yeah. And you know what? They're not good.
Well, and let me ask you this. Didn't Romeo Crennel pretty much have a skeleton crew all last year?
For a lot of it, yeah.
They look better than they did this year. And part of that is I think Kevin Johnson has just regressed.
Kevin Johnson's not that good.
He was playing at a very high level last year before he got hurt. He has not been close to the same player.
No, and he gets penalties, hurt all the time.
Poor coverage. Let's see. Here's another one.
Can we officially say I was right that Marcus Peters is better than Kevin Johnson?
Yeah, although a week after Marcus Peters just got suspended for something that he got in trouble for with college, I mean, he's a better player, yeah, but
okay.
That's the reason why.
Would you take him throwing a flag into the stands over playing like Kevin Johnson?
That and arguing with the coach, probably, but you know, I think there were reasons why the guy lasted where he did, and would they be better off if they drafted him in retrospect? Absolutely, but
okay.
If he melts down in the next year and is gone, they're still probably better off.
Probably
at this
so.
Stage, which I think there's a good chance that that Marcus Peters implodes here.
Well, if Marcus Peters implodes, he'll probably just end up somewhere else.
But I also think that based on what you've gotten out of him over the last 3 years, I'd rather have him.
Yeah.
Who'd you rather have, Jimmy Garoppolo or Xavier Suofilo?
James Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And he is handsome, by the way.
He's a handsome devil.
I've seen more of him without his helmet off or without his helmet on lately. And, man, that's a good-looking dude. What do I always tell you, Fred? Yeah. I mean, that's half the battle, right? Looking like a good quarterback is half the battle. Like, yeah, that's why, I mean, Andrew Luck, it's an uphill climb.
Yeah.
You know, between the injuries and his face.
Plus, he's a tall fellow, so you're definitely climbing uphill with
him. But between the injuries and his face, I mean, that guy, he's got to have incredible skills to even make it. I mean, to even be a starter in the league. So, he's battling. But Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, that first half of the battle is won.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a handsome sucker.
And I know. Long term, you'd rather have Deshaun Watson, but if you could have gotten him at that pick instead of having to give up two number ones, you'd probably be okay right now.
I mean, do you know for sure you'd rather have Deshaun Watson?
I do right now, yeah, but again, ask me in a year.
I don't know that you can say for sure.
I would rather have him, but if you talk about having given up two number ones
for the price
and Osweiler, the whole Osweiler situation on top of that, if you brought this guy in and taken him there, I'd much rather have Garoppolo under those circumstances. Player for player, I'd rather have Watson, but
yeah, again, we'll see. It also depends on how Watson's injuries, you know, if they keep piling up. But yeah, I think the Niners got the right guy. I also think, and there's a big difference. The Niners have a really, really good offensive mind running their offense.
Yeah, they do.
And the Texans have Bill O'Brien.
How many times did they have receivers bunched in the middle of the field and always had the short guy open?
Yeah. I mean, nobody knows what to do about it.
Yeah, and the defensive backs are just sitting back there trying to figure out who to cover, and they were throwing to the short guy every time.
Yep.
And it's like, can we not figure this out? But, okay, here's number five. DeAndre Hopkins is playing out of his freaking mind.
DeAndre Hopkins, is, and I've been hesitant to put, because I've been the last few years, I'm a DeAndre Hopkins is like he's a top 10 type wide receiver in the league. I think I might bump him into top five now.
Well, I would say last year he wasn't anywhere near the top 10, but he is playing the best I've ever seen him play. And I think he's having an all pro year.
I tend to think so as well.
And that's
especially in a year where like Julio Jones is having a down year. Amari Cooper is having a down year. I mean, not just a down year, a bad year for him.
He's been awful.
You know, a lot of the guys that are highly respected as the best receivers in the league aren't having those types of seasons, while he is having a monster season. So, yeah.
With mostly Tom Savage throwing him the ball.
True. And you know what? But a big difference is, again, is effort. And
yeah. Well, and there were a lot of times last year where he did not put effort.
He quit on this team last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he quit on Brock Osweiler. And, you know, but, yeah, I mean, besides Antonio Brown, I don't think there's a player at that position having – a better season than DeAndre Hopkins.
I agree. And the other thing, and I don't hesitate to bring this up because we said it last year. I think he was pouting over the contract. Now that he's got his money, he's out there playing like a beast.
Maybe so. But it seems weird to do that. Like,
yeah, I know.
I want more money, so I'm going to play like crap until you give me more money. Like, that just seems counterproductive, okay. But it worked for him.
Number six, as much as I've been praising Bill O'Brien's play calling, they ran the ball on first down every single time again. It was back to the run the ball, you know, maybe run the ball on second down, pass on third down, and I get you need to run the football.
But I mean, Fred, if you had Tom Savage at quarterback, you'd do the same thing.
But why is Tom Savage your quarterback? And that's the thing.
It's not like T.J. Yates is a significant upgrade. But it's
he looked significantly better yesterday,
yeah.
And that's the thing. He was clearly an upgrade. Jadeveon Clowney is not. It's one of those things you look at his stats and you're gonna say, "Oh, he's not that great." That dude,
he's a beast. He is a beast.
And that's a tease to something that we're gonna do later in the show that I just posted to sportsmap.com. Go check it out. The top 20 Houston athletes for 2017.
Okay.
And Astro heavy, of course, because they won the World Series. I think 10 of the 20 are Astros, but the rankings, there's some interesting rankings.
But Jadeveon Clowney.
He's in there.
He, along with DeAndre Hopkins, my guess is that's your two all-pro, and maybe your only two pro bowlers.
Maybe.
On top of that.
That's the thing, and I'll tell you about this list. Three Texans made it. There was not a fourth that I could get anywhere near the top 20. That ought to tell you something.
This isn't like a sportsman of the year award, like where J.J. Watt doesn't have to show up on the field.
Right.
Like
this is on-field performance only.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Steven Anderson, a week after we thought he could play, was just terrible yesterday.
Did nothing.
Yeah. Brian Cushing looked like he got new stuff.
Yeah. Masking agent or something. Well, listen, I mean, his body's had plenty of time to heal up and recover, and, yeah, he looked nice, right in time for them to have to make a decision on whether or not he'll be on this team next year.
Yeah, and then finally, the one thing that they just since the existence of this team, since they were born, they have sucked at special teams.
Yeah.
Why can you not have a guy who muffs the punt every freaking time? Fairbairn hits the long field goal, then misses an extra point, his third of the season. He misses the field goal at the end that – yeah, it doesn't. I don't think it mattered. I don't think they're getting the onside kick and then scoring a touchdown.
No.
But that was supposed to give you a chance to do that. The coverage was lacking. And what is DeAndre White even doing on the field? I mean, I know you're down to picking guys up off the street, but there's got to be better guys on the street right now.
You would think so. But, yeah, it was not a – he had four punt returns for 3 yards. Is that a good average? Tyler, we're used to having an Asian producer who can come up with this math on the fly. Four returns, 3 yards. What's the average there?
Wait.
Come on.
Yeah, this is bad.
It's 0.75 yards.
Yeah, less than one. I know that.
This is where we need Jong.
Jong would have had that.
He's not a great Asian math expert. He's still Asian.
He's still an Asian math expert.
Yeah.
He's not top level, but, I mean, compared to us regular white guys, I mean, he's a genius. Just a terrible performance there. And at the end of the day, though, to me, it boiled down to they couldn't stop Jimmy Garoppolo. And really, they couldn't stop Carlos Hyde. The only thing that stopped Carlos Hyde was, for some reason, They stopped giving him the ball.
By the way, how many times has that toss play to the outside worked against them over the last 3 weeks?
1 million.
I mean, that's like 100%.
But Carlos Hyde, he had 14 carries, 78 yards.
I don't know why they were putting that other guy in. He was doing nothing.
Matt Breida, he didn't do anything for him. I would have just kept – if they had kept giving it to Hyde, I mean, I think he's well over 100 yards because they just didn't have an answer for him. And he's the one who broke away and just dropped – a touchdown that like hit him in the hands, and he was like,
I don't think he was expecting that ball. It looked like he, at the last second, he realized, oh bleep, the ball's here.
He thought it was going to be overthrown
because he slowed down on the route a little bit.
Yeah,
but all right, quick break. We got a lot more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. It's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Hey, guys, need to tell you about Lawyer Dave. If you were driving around Houston this weekend, there's probably at least a 10% chance you were in an accident. Well, that's the guy who's going to help you out. Could be a workplace accident, car, truck accident, slip and fall accident, overtime claim, any of those things. Dave can help you out, and he will work for you. And the great thing about Dave is if you don't know if you need help, just give him a call because he'll tell you. If he can't help you, he'll tell you. If he can, you know, if you're thinking, well, I was in an accident, but I can't afford to go to a doctor, well, they'll put you with a doctor. They'll take care of all that. And they're going to fight for you. 713-626-8900 is your number. 713-626-8900. Or you can go to lawyerdave.com and give them a call right now and say, look, I was in a wreck. The insurance company's jacking with me. Do I need a lawyer? Because the insurance company's got lawyers. That's why they're jacking with you. That's why you need a lawyer. You need a better lawyer than they have, and that's what Dave is. And you're going to get a specialized attorney who's going to deal with the insurance companies while you go on recovering. And, guys, he'll take care of you if you're over in the Golden Triangle. I mean, you got a personal injury claim. Dave is your man. Believe me, he's a terrific lawyer. And if you got a question that's not personal injury related, he'll put you with the right person there. He's helped me out with a lot of stuff. I trust him. And believe me, the next time somebody rear-ends me in this city, that's who I'm calling. 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900 or go to lawyerdave.com. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you brought up a very weird and amusing point on the break.
Yeah. If you look at, and you're like, oh, well, I mean, and I said in the first segment, the secondary sucks. And I stand by that. Look at the guys who caught balls for the San Francisco 49ers in this game. the most recognizable name is Marquise Goodwin, who, I mean, is
good
turning into a reasonable option. He's a really fast guy. Trust me, he ain't that good. He was in Buffalo for a long time. He ain't that good. He looked really good yesterday.
He's looked good at times for them this year. He's the only guy on their list that you look at and say, all right, I can see him having a good game, but not 6 for 106.
Garrett Celek, not Brent Celek, not Tom Celek, Garrett Celek.
But Barney Celek.
Not him either. Kyle Juszczyk, a guy with two Z's in his name.
Yeah, was Schlereth drunk yesterday?
I think so. I think the best was showing Schlereth with the trying to pull the ball away from DeAndre Hopkins, and then ten minutes later he fumbles.
That was perfect.
That's great timing. Kendrick Bourne, Aldrick Robinson.
That's the Bourne miss identity.
Yes. Lewis Murphy making a return to the NFL.
I heard of him.
Trent Taylor, George Kittle. That's your receptions for the 49ers. Those guys combined for 334 yards yesterday. The Texans not named DeAndre Hopkins. They really, really went off for 89 yards. Everybody not named DeAndre Hopkins caught 89 yards worth of passes. Hmm. Yeah, just bad. Just bad.
Yeah, what are you going to do? So,
you're going to get the Browns a really good draft pick.
Yeah, you are, which they'll screw up because they're the Browns.
They're the Browns.
By the way, I hate the bleeping Browns.
Oh, God, that made me sick.
That was such a Browns way to blow a cover. I'm never again. Never again, AJ.
I have to stay away, too. I'm with you. And let's remind each other.
Next time it looks too good to be true, I'm not touching it.
Yeah, let's just point to each other and say, hey. Remember what we said. No more of this.
Yeah. It's like betting on baseball.
At +3.5, too. I was like, even when it went to overtime, I was like, all right, well, what are they going to do? Break one off? They haven't broke anything all day. And, of course, that's what they do.
Yep.
And in the survivor pool where
I thought you were going Bills and Lions.
I changed it up when they announced that Tyrod Taylor was out.
Yeah.
I went Niners and Lions.
Okay.
The percent picked, like it tells you the percent picked. My opponent had the two highest percent picked teams. He had the Cowboys and the Packers this week. Cowboys, no sweat. The Packers, I would have won.
It was a sweat till the fourth quarter with the Cowboys, and then it blew up. But
if the Packers lose, I would have won the whole thing. Mm. My two teams, I had the Niners, who were 0.49% picked, just under one half, and the Lions at 0.79, and they both came through.
You had the better picks.
Yeah. But I'm running out of teams, and you got to pick two every week.
Yeah, so I mean, we're running out of weeks too.
We're running out of weeks.
Well, but back to the Texans. I think there's these people blaming Bill O'Brien for the Savage thing. I got to come to his defense on this. You have to have people telling you
this guy got knocked out.
Yeah, because he doesn't have. He's not watching, unless he's looking up at the big screen and seeing that. And even then, I don't know if you can tell if his hands were shaking.
Right.
But, you know, you're on the 50-yard line calling plays. You see him go down, but you're not. I mean, that's not your first thought is, oh, I wonder if he's got a concussion. I mean, that's what you have a team doctor for. That's why you have that blue thing that he goes to.
The tent.
And, you know, I don't get the blaming him of this because I think if he knew anything about that, he gets the guy out of the game. Somebody's got to tell him.
Yeah,
the head coach can't micromanage every single thing. And I and these people blaming him, I mean, I get it. You don't like Bill O'Brien. But I this isn't his fault. I mean, I really – unless he knew. Unless they came up and said, hey, man, this guy's shaky. But
I'm with you. But I do think that someone in the Texans organization – they've got somebody watching the TVs up there.
Well, yeah. And somebody needs to say something.
Somebody saw it and didn't say anything. It's not Bill O'Brien's fault, like, personally, but
– No.
It's an
organizational problem.
It is on the organization.
And somebody – and I don't know how you go into that blue tent and then come running out real fast like that. They didn't take enough time with him.
No.
If they thought he had a concussion.
Well, the problem is a lot of these guys, they don't want to – and listen, C.J. Fedorowicz looks like he's going to retire.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys don't want –
Well, now he's saying he thinks he can keep playing, but good luck with
that. He should retire. How about that?
Take that money and run.
Yeah, listen, you got a few years. You know,
But now, who's going to sign you to another deal? Right. Is what I'm saying. When you got four concussions in 3 years, it just isn't going
to
happen.
And in Savage's case, I'm sure he wanted to stay on the field, so he's doing his best to hide it. But somebody upstairs didn't see the replay of that and say, you know, maybe we need to be a little more careful with this before we send him back out there. There is somewhere in that organization, somebody needed to take charge of that. It wasn't Bill O'Brien. That's not he's
got. I'm with you.
He's got enough on his plate to screw up that, you know, that's not on him. 713-780-ESPN is your number. But other than that, I don't have too much to say about these guys.
I mean,
it's just been, you know, it's just another loss. And
the offensive line continues to be just really bad. And it's funny because yesterday they were a little bit better pass blocking than they've been. But they were horrible run blocking. Yeah. I mean, they were getting no push.
That's kind of been, I mean, they've been so inconsistent. There'll be games where they pass block pretty well, they can't run block. Then there's games where they run block pretty well, can't pass block. They haven't really put a game together where they did both well.
No.
So.
Yeah, only 3 sacks yesterday. So.
Yeah.
Relatively, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah. But I'll say this, is when Yates got in there, he got rid of the ball better. He was more elusive in the pocket. Yeah. He looked better.
He's just a better player than Tom Savage.
He's got better pocket press. All the things that I bitch about Savage, like if you give Savage time and let him sit back there, he'll throw for some yards. Now he's not very good in the red zone. But
I just don't understand how it's so difficult to or who, like, somebody must have stood up, and maybe it was Bill O'Brien who stood up in that war room on draft day and was like, "This is the guy in round 4. This guy. I know it. I'm sure of it." Because most
I'm usually have him than AJ McCarron.
Usually, if you got a 4th round guy, you're just like, "Okay, well, this guy's no good. Let's move on." And they seem like they just want to give him every opportunity. And I mean, he's had him. He's had his chances. He's not good. Let's stop pretending like he's good.
Yeah.
But they want to keep him out there for whatever reason.
Mike from Tomball says a medical staff for the Texans who were supposed to be watching the monitors when Savage got hit were out drinking with Schlereth.
Maybe so.
Yeah, that probably so. But
yeah, he was like he looked like an MMA knockout. The shaking arms. Yeah, that's stiff.
That's where you. And again, they couldn't see that. But you think somebody after they saw the replay?
His teammates?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, they probably weren't going back there to help him up because it's Tom Savage, but. Somebody somewhere had to see that replay in the organization and call down and say, "Hey, man, you got a problem here. You need to keep him off the field for a few minutes."
Yeah,
like I said, it's not on O'Brien, but it's definitely on somebody in that organization, or it's on the NFL concussion guy.
Yeah.
So,
all right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson, and from the moment you walk into that showroom, you're going to be blown away by what they got going on at Republic HD. They've got a holiday spectacular going on right now. You buy a new Harley Davidson Republic from Republic, you can get a trip for two to Hawaii. I mean, this is a wild thing they got going on here. But the dealership itself is amazing. They're open 7 days a week during the holiday season. That means plenty of time for you to check out or test drive that new or used Harley you've been dreaming about. You're going to feel welcome from the moment you walk in the door to the moment you ride away. Republic Harley-Davidson knows you've got a choice when it comes to choosing your dealership in Houston. They're committed to making a trip to their dealership the best experience possible. I talk about this all the time. There are 3 Harley dealerships closer to my house than Republic Harley-Davidson, but I still go to Republic Harley-Davidson to have my bike service because they treat me and my bike right. The rider in your life definitely wants more Harley gear for Christmas. They've got a ton of it there at Republic Harley-Davidson. Clothing, riding gear, memorabilia, jackets, helmets, gloves, boots, sunglasses, hats, even robes and loungewear for those who do Christmas pajamas. And come on out on this Saturday, December 16th. They've got the holiday party number 2. Food, music, door prizes, and factory-approved promotions in all departments. They've got financing for everyone. They're open 7 days a week during the holidays. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. Online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
Shopping for electricity rates can be a painful experience, but...
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Monday. Hope you're having a good one. Hope everybody had a great weekend. How was yours?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Trying to think what I got into. I drank too much again. I really got to stop that. But then... So my two of my three, I had a bye.
And you probably put up like 170 points in both of them.
But one of my teams that had a bye week had a bye week because I made a really shrewd decision on which quarterback to draft at the beginning of the year. And I picked this guy named Carson Wentz, who I expected to have a good year. And, he did.
Yeah.
He had a really good year right about until the semifinals of the fantasy football playoffs start. Mm. So that's...
I'm sure Nick Foles is available.
Jameis Winston is my backup plan. Mm. And I don't quite feel the same confidence with him that I do with Carson Wentz.
Pretty quiet. I mostly worked this weekend. I did put a bunch of stuff on the site Saturday and again yesterday and then... had to go out to the airport to pick up the wife, and she was not really in the mood to do anything after flying for 11 hours.
Except for sex, right?
No.
No?
She was wiped out.
Damn it.
Oh, well.
Sorry, man.
I'm giving her a couple days to, get back on a normal schedule.
Really?
But
you're a really generous husband.
Yeah, well, I got a right hand. Lamont said Savage's brain situation was simply a breakdown in communication. Yeah, but again, I don't put that on O'Brien. So
you got to blame somebody. Lamont said, it's funny how Bill O'Brien's quick to take blame on everything, even things that had nothing to do with him. But when it comes to something like this, he's like, no, not me, buddy. That's somebody else.
No, he did say ultimately it's on him, but he also explained the process.
Yeah,
which was distancing himself from it. But it's one thing to sit here and take the blame for. Your player's playing like crap, but something like this, it might affect the guy's life. Yeah, I think, I think his response was what it should have been for once.
Yeah.
And he did talk about it. So let's try a call. This is Barry.
Oh, boy. This is our first call since last Tuesday.
Yeah. Barry wants to weigh in on the Savage thing, so I would love to get his opinion. Go ahead, Barry.
Hey, I agree with taking him out of the game, but the not speaking from a medical knowledge, but from personal experience, you could have some low blood sugar or low blood pressure that would cause those kind of reactions from him. So he might not have had a concussion, but he definitely had something.
Well, listen, I as someone who plays a game where people often end up knocked out, that's a pretty familiar pose, that wrist crossed, fingers shaking, like legs so stiff that it doesn't touch the ground. That's a pretty familiar pose after a guy gets knocked out. I mean, I don't think that was his blood sugar. I think he got knocked out. And again, I'm not a doctor, but I see people get knocked out all the time, and it often looks just like that.
Yeah, I don't pretend to understand the medical end of things. And I've also heard people say, well, it's kind of on him to take himself out. But, dude, if you're concussed, like after I had that accident, I don't even remember the week and a half after that accident. I couldn't have told you. Yeah, I apparently told him I didn't need to go to the hospital. But you can't trust somebody who's concussed to make that decision.
Fred, you know how often guys who get completely knocked out in MMA wake up to and start trying to armbar the doctor or the referee who's trying to bring them back to consciousness. Like it's these guys, they're competitors, and Tom Savage wants to be on the field. He wants to compete. And sometimes they don't, especially in violent sports, football's a violent game. And,
yeah.
You know, it's all about toughness, and that's how you get respect in the locker room, is by being tough and playing through injuries. And they want to be out there, and they want to be the reason why they win.
But I just think in any general walk of life, if you've got a concussion, you're not going to make the best
decision. Yeah, you're not making great decisions.
That's part of the problem. And yeah, I didn't even go to a doctor for 2 weeks because I didn't think anything was wrong until – and I don't even remember those – like I said, week and a half, 2 weeks of shows, I don't even remember doing.
Jeez.
And I went back and listened to them, and finally – you know, my memory started coming back, and it jumped back to the accident. And like, so I had thought a week and a half later, the show we were doing was the night after the accident. And so I'm talking about the accident again. It's like, what the hell? So you can't trust people to make decisions like that, especially in a game like this where they're so supposedly so cognizant of it, and yet they're not.
They're really not.
And then this tweet here, I know you responded to it, but said, I don't know if Texans younger players get enough credit. DJ Reader is damn good, and this whole past draft class has rock star potential. I agree. Deshaun Watson has rock star potential.
No doubt. I don't know that there's anybody else in the class, though, that I would say has rock star potential. I think Zach Cunningham is a pretty solid player.
Yeah.
He doesn't look bad. He looks functional. He looks like he can play for the team.
He's pretty solid in coverage, but boy, he's also a guy who's blown some coverages too.
Yeah.
That have led to some big plays.
But who else?
But that's a young player. He's going to do that.
Who else from that class do you go, man, this guy, he's going to be a star besides Watson? I don't think there is one.
I think you could have maybe made a case that Foreman has that potential, but now that he doesn't have an Achilles.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I think Foreman, we saw some flashes and he looked good, but it's not like he was.
No, but I mean, for a first-year player, I thought he potentially could turn into a really good running back for him. And, you know, now rock star, it's a different thing, but I thought he had a chance to be very good. I don't know anymore. I'd be very concerned about a guy coming off an Achilles.
Yeah, I mean, he looked decent, but I wouldn't. I think rock star might be a little much to put on what Deontay Foreman was even doing. I think that
if you stretch it to the nth degree, potentially, yes.
Maybe so.
But that's a big stretch.
But, yeah, I don't see a lot of rock star in this draft class. No. I see one.
Yeah.
And maybe a second. And both of them already have major injuries to their lower half of their bodies. And it's... I mean, I think Watson will come back and he'll still be, I don't know if he'll ever be what he could have been if he wouldn't have had his knees beat up. I'm almost certain that Deontay Foreman will never be as good as he could have been because Achilles injuries are just, it's life changing.
Yeah. That one I'm concerned about. I'm not as concerned about Watson as you are, but Chad in Springs says low blood sugar immediately after being crushed. Maybe best to go back to no phone calls. Yeah. I'm kind of with you. Yeah, I wanted to try it because I thought maybe we'll have an interesting take on this.
So, looking at the remaining schedule, at Jacksonville, Pittsburgh on Monday night in primetime, at Indianapolis.
All they have to do is rally around T.J. Yates.
Will there be another Texans victory this year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm assuming you think last game of the season?
Last game of the season.
Okay. Now, mind you, the Jacoby Brisketts already beat them once here in Houston. You don't care?
No, I don't care.
And this team hasn't won a road game since September.
I think T.J. Yates will give them a better chance to win than Tom Savage did.
Here's what I will say for this team. Really, they're not getting their doors blown off in a lot of games, at least. One thing I'll say, and this is probably a credit to Bill O'Brien, the team hasn't quit.
No, they haven't. That's
they're not good.
About last week.
They're really, really bad, in fact.
Yeah.
But they haven't quit. And, you know, I would say that the Baltimore game, the final score is closer than the game was. That felt like a blowout. The Rams game was a blowout.
Yeah.
And then the Jacksonville game, week one, was a blowout. Besides that, they've been pretty competitive in every game. And you know, it turns out getting blown out by Jacksonville, the Rams, or the Ravens isn't embarrassing. It's nothing to hang your head about. Those are really good teams.
So
especially with not having your quarterback.
Right. So I think that they're at least still out there, in the words of Gary Kubiak, they're still out there battling. So, but again, effort only gets you so far.
Well, yeah, and even last week I thought they played about as well as they could play against Tennessee.
Yeah.
And they couldn't win the game. And that's just, you know, there's just not much to say about it. It's unfortunate that they're in this situation. But
Tennessee is another team I'm interested to talk about when we get to the around the league portion of the show, where we kind of go through everything else. I guess we'll do that, 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious your thoughts on Marcus Mariota, mostly, because I've been kind of underwhelmed by what I've seen from him in a year where I thought he was really going to, like, take a step into being a superstar.
Yeah, he...
Not a good player. Like, yeah. I thought he was going to be a superstar.
He has regressed as a passer.
Yeah.
And that's... You know who else has? It's Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
And
Jameis Winston's also been... He's been hurt a lot.
He has. And although I wonder if the same thing of Mariota, because he's also...
He's hurt
coming
again.
Off a season-ending injury last year. And that's one thing we don't tend to factor in, is when these guys are playing hurt, how ineffective they can be and how bad they can look, even though they're not bad players.
Well, and a lot of these guys, and if you said, man, will these three guys all be top 10 quarterbacks next year? I would have said yes. And all three of them were coming off a season-ending injury. Although Jameis didn't have a season-ender last year, I don't think. He missed some time, and he's already been hurt this year. But Jameis, Mariota, and Derek Carr, and none of them have looked the same.
Well, I kind of throw Mariota and Carr more into the same box, because they both had injuries that ended their season last year, and neither one of them has looked like the same player since.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that doesn't mean they won't, but Carr's really regressed too, and it's... Yeah, they've both shown flashes. They've had games where they look like, okay, that's the guy that I thought they were going to be.
But the more I've watched them, a lot of Carr's struggles are his teammates aren't helping him out. I don't know the exact stats, but I cannot imagine that there's a team with more drop passes than the Raiders this year. Amari Cooper's the king of the drops.
That's part of the problem.
He's turning into a pumpkin.
He's turned into a bad player.
Yeah.
Not just an average player. He's played poorly.
And Michael Crabtree, who has survived in the NFL this long because he's got some of the best hands in the whole world, he's been dropping everything too. So Carr, I'm less panicked about. Mariota, I mean, they went out and got him a first-round receiver. And by the way, I think Corey Davis is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, he hasn't been healthy yet either.
But they refused to involve him in the game plan. I don't know what they're doing. But they're just like, no, we're going to let Marcus just keep on struggling out here. And it's just a very strange thing they got going there. And you've said it before about the coaching in Tennessee, and maybe it's holding them back. You might be right. But Mariota does not look like the same guy.
Tell them about Texas Star Foods.
I will tell them about Texas Star Foods, Texas Star Grill Shop. And if you've been in the market for a grill, or maybe you're wanting one for Christmas, good news. Texas Star Grill Shop's having their holiday sale, and it's your grilling headquarters, guys. You want to have the family and friends over. You want to cook up something nice. Texas Star Grill Shop can make it happen. Maybe you want to make a pecan smoked prime rib for Christmas, or a hickory smoked ham. You can do that on your new grill from Texas Star Grill Shop. If you're not sure what you want, come see the experts at Texas Star Grill Shop. Go through some of the options. They'll talk to you about what you like to cook, how often you like to cook, what's going to be the most convenient for you. They've got the largest selection of wood pellet grills like Traeger, Memphis, Green Mountain, and Pits and Spits. They've got quick and easy gas grills like Weber, Sabre, DCS, and Napoleon, and charcoal grills like Kamado Joe Primo or the Weber Charcoal Center. And if you want to build an outdoor kitchen, Texas Star Grill Shop has a ton of quality outdoor kitchen components, and they can help you design and build your own outdoor kitchen if that's what you want to do. The store at 8905 Luetta, one of the largest displays of grills in the state. They've got all the spices, all the accessories, all the wood, all the charcoal,
and it's all below retail. Free delivery and assembly on all grill purchases. Stop by and see these grills at Texas Star Grill Shop, located 8905 Luetta up in Spring, or 2045 Southwest Freeway, which is a corner of Shepherd and 59 here in Houston. TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop, we have your grill.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, John Granato, Charlie Polillo, Barry Warner, A.J. Hoffman, who will have a story up shortly, me, I have a couple stories up there, and more. If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU, and some very good stuff on there. There's our weekly Rockets report that Rockets continue to roll. We'll have AJ's basketball report up here at some point. Josh is working on that. I have the top 20 athletes in Houston for 2017, which we'll talk about at some point on the show.
I'm curious about that.
And Ken Hoffman had dinner with Pete Rose last night.
Oh, really?
So that's on there as well. Man.
Who bought?
I don't know, but I'm guessing it wasn't Pete.
Let me guess they flipped for it.
Yeah. I bet you, Hoffman, that, let's watch this race up here at Aqueduct. And if the four horse wins, you pay. And if the six horse wins, I pay.
I love it.
That's what a degenerate I am. The wife and I will do that sometimes on who's going to pay for something. If there's a race on, it's like, okay.
Who you like?
Whoever finishes, and, you know, we'll just randomly pick. It's not like we're handicapping it.
Right.
And the odds have to be 8-1 or higher. You can't pick a favorite.
It's and like, whichever one runs better?
Yeah, that's who wins.
That's good.
Yeah, it's just a stupid little thing we do. But, man, my friggin' Arlo keeps going off. There's a squirrel in my front yard. So, like, I'm getting a thing every 5 seconds about motion detection in my yard, and it's a freaking squirrel. And I wish I was home to let the dog out to chase it away.
Yeah.
But I'm against that. 713-780.
Squirrel could be casing you.
Could be. But
I was luckily my dog gets anytime the mailman or UPS man or any of the neighborhood kids come up to my house, my dog just stands at the door growling.
Well, yeah, mine too. She's good about that.
Until we open the door and let someone in. All my stuff from Yeti got delivered this weekend.
Well, that's good.
So I'm sure the UPS man hates me because it was like, 15 boxes. And these are like full-size coolers that he had to pack. And it's like there was a mountain of stuff on my front porch. And I was just like, what the hell is my dog standing at the door growling? And I opened the door, and it wasn't a person. It was just a giant mound of boxes.
Yeti. Yeah. Well, at our place, generally they deliver in the back where the garage is.
Yeah, they do.
And that's fine. It's locked up. And the only people that are there are my neighbors, and they're not going to take it.
Right.
But after last week when they not only didn't put it inside our front gate, they left it outside basically on the sidewalk. Mm. And that's when somebody broke in and stole it. So that's when I got cameras and stuff now, and the gate's always locked, so they deliver it there again. It's on USPS, and I'm going to make sure that we know that they did it because, you know, that's just lazy.
Yeah.
Because they have the key, the thing to get in the back, and they could have put it over the fence. So, but yeah, now that I have this thing up, it's like my phone, it just goes off every time a bird or a squirrel gets in the front yard, which is All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. I don't know if we want to try another call after that first one.
Oh, we can try it. Why not? What's it going to hurt at this
point? Let's try Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, Kyle.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon,
man,
sir.
I followed your barbecue road trip. That's pretty cool that you knocked it out.
Thank you, sir.
Mike, y'all were talking about Bill O'Brien and the Texans and how he always has them playing hard. I personally, my opinion of Bill O'Brien is that's his whole tenure. He always has his team playing hard, and he finds a way to navigate through horrible circumstances, but he never has his team ready to play at the beginning of the season so they could legitimately compete for something. And while I thought his offense with Deshaun Watson was pretty interesting, I think that I actually wanted Bill O'Brien when they hired him. That's who I wanted, but I think it's time to move on because I don't want to see Deshaun Watson get wasted. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen in this town. Of course, I'm only 30 years old, so I didn't really watch the Oilers, but I think it's time to make a change and get this team going the other direction.
Well, I'm with you. Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all.
I'm forgiving him one more year, but I can understand that perspective. Look, I don't know. I think the guy has made a lot of mistakes, but he's also not a bad coach. You don't go 9-7 3 years in a row if you're a bad coach, especially with the quarterback play they've had. I thought,
but here's the question, Fred. When you're talking about a guy who is an offensive coach, when is the last time the Texans had a functional offense?
Well, when Deshaun Watson was alive.
Okay. Do you think that was a product of Deshaun Watson or a product of Bill O'Brien?
I think that was a product of Deshaun Watson, but I think he used him well. There's a lot of coaches that would have made him stay in the pocket and not adjust what they do to their player. There's a lot of guys that do that. They say, oh, this is my system, run it.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that. He brought in a lot of new creative stuff because he knew the guy could execute it. And frankly, I've seen some of it since, but Tom Savage can't do it, and I think he realizes he can't do it, so now he's back to the run the ball, throw it on third down.
If you do keep around Bill O'Brien, you're basically saying that drafting Deshaun Watson is that's the only thing keeping him afloat. Because without Deshaun Watson, he has never put a solid, even a league average offense on the field.
And we've gone through the numbers of where they've ranked and how they've regressed at each of his 3 years. But, you know, that stretch where, and when we get to...
Now, yeah, but as good as Watson is, imagine if he had a good offensive coach.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. I think he does have an offensive coach who's good with him.
Maybe so. And
that's okay. I mean, I don't fault people for saying you need to pop a cap in this guy now, and that's it. But I would like to see that offense for 1 year with him. But I'll tell you what, if I'm Bob McNair, I know everybody says Mike Vrabel can coach. You've got to make a change on the defensive side of the ball. You have to.
Yeah.
And whether it's, okay, Romeo, sorry, you're taking it back over, or you know what, I'm blowing up both you guys, and since this is the last year, I'm going to bring in, you know, the best coach who gets fired, who's a defensive coach. But that is a mess. And I hear also, I think he'll be a great head coach someday. And okay. Really?
Yeah. Well,
And if you just sit on and say, well, injuries, that's why.
If you take the games where Watson was, the six-game stretch where Watson was in and he looked great, the losses, they gave up 36, 42, 41. And they put up points. They put up 33, 34, and 38.
Yeah, the three losses when Watson was in were to the Patriots, the Chiefs when they were playing out of their mind, and the Seahawks on the road. So, okay. But if you look at what they've done.
Well, mind you, their three wins were the Bengals, the Browns, and the Titans.
Right. And Cardinals. You got four wins now. But against
With Watson.
Yeah. But they also dominated the Titans. And frankly, I think, you know, I just think the record's completely different if he's healthy. But we'll get to that later.
You think they're a playoff team if he's healthy?
We'll do that on the other side. I got to tell you about Omaha Steaks. If you're struggling to find the perfect gift for somebody who has everything, Omaha Steaks has you covered. Under $50, you can get it delivered right to their door or right to your own door. If you want to get them a gift, you want to get yourself a gift. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks, and for only $49.99, you get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code FRED in the search bar. That's 75% off. Code FRED. Pretty easy, right? Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Listen to everything that you get for less than $50. All right? So if you want to send this as a gift, great. If you want to have a party, you can probably feed everybody with this because this is what you get. two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha seasonings packet, and you get four additional kielbasa sausages for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code Fred in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. omahasteaks.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.